Imam Ahmad Ridha, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace. A grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Life of the Grand Reviver. And inshallah, in this episode, we will be discussing the masterpiece work of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, known as Kanzul Iman, the treasure of faith. Kanzul Iman is the most authentic Urdu translation of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And inshallah, we will be touching upon Ala Hazrat's expertise in the Quranic sciences, in the science of tafsir, and how subhanallah Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with such amazing memory that when providing a tafsir for a verse, he didn't have to physically open a book of tafsir. Such was his caliber, such was his level of expertise. And Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma on the spot would say, this is the tafsir of fulan verse, this verse or that verse. So and so Imam has said this under this verse. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, we know from his life that he would read a lot and he would write a lot. These two things are common in the life of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and they are renowned as well. He himself, Rahmatullahi Ali, states that there's hardly a book which I haven't written a hashiya on, marginal notes upon. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would write benefits, would write notes upon books while studying them as well. And as for his writings on hadith and other sciences, they are also well known as well. For example, Mufti Hanif Rizvi, he has compiled a book and named it Jami'ul Ahadith. In this book, he has noted, documented all of those ahadith that Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmatur Rahman has written. So when one studies this work, one realizes the expertise of Ala Hazrat in hadith. When one studies the tafsir that Ala Hazrat wrote, even though there's not a full complete tafsir of the Quran, and we will touch upon this, but wherever he wrote tafsir of certain verses, again you understand his level of expertise in the Quranic sciences as well. And in terms of the Quran, the khidmat, the services of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, subhanallah, in his time are unparalleled. And his translation, Kanzul Iman, is the best of all Urdu translations of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Now, how did this transpire? Meaning the writing of Kanzul Iman, how did this all come together? What's the story behind it? Let's listen to that. Ala's student, Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali A'zami, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he requested in the court of Ala Hazrat, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, that the awam are in dire need of an authentic Urdu translation of the Quran. The current translations are not up to the mark. And in fact, in Allah's times, the other translations of Al-Quran Al-Kareem in Urdu contained gross errors, major errors in translation. So Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali requested Allah, because Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ali knew about what was available at the time and how ma'adallah the other authors, so-called authors of the translation of the Quran in the Urdu language, had crossed all limits. They had blasphemed against Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used very inappropriate wordings in their translations. So this is why he requested Imam Ahl Sunnat Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma. What did Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma reply? He said that at this moment in time, I'm so inundated with work, meaning there's hardly any time that I have which is free for this task. And obviously you need a lot of time for this. And we know Ala Hazrat was busy in answering fatawa which would come to him from around the world. He was writing against those who blasphemed against Allah and His Messenger in their works. He was refuting them. And Ala Hazrat said, sorry, but I don't have time. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ali kept on insisting, kept on saying that, Huzoor, we need you to give us an Urdu translation. In the end, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, look at his sincerity. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah said, to be honest, I can't pick a time in my schedule because it's all full. But you can come at the time I usually take rest, Qailula, during the day. When I take a nap during the day, you can come at that time. So he's sacrificing his own sleep time, his own time of rest for this work. This was his sincerity. So Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi would come at that time. There would be other ulama there as well who were present. And how would this translation be written down? What was the andaz? What was the manner? This work, Kanzul Iman, which came through the efforts of Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, he is our Muhsin. If he didn't request Allah Hazrat to give this translation, it wouldn't have come about, it wouldn't have transpired. What actually happened during this process, during this period? First of all, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had some reservations. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said that this work, printing the translation of the Quran, is no small matter. In the publishing houses, we've seen, and Ala is recalling his time, we've seen how people are disrespectful. They treat Islamic literature as any other literature. They'll even sit on books, show no regard for the fact that these are Islamic works. These works have Quran and Hadith mentioned in them. First of all, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah said to Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, how to bypass this, how to go past this situation, how to ensure that no disrespect is taking place. And then because it's the Quran al-Kareem, people need to be in a state of wudu, of course. You can't touch the Quran without wudu. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi satisfied Ala Hazrat. And he gave him assurances that, do not worry, I will manage this whole process. I will be there. I will make sure that the people who are working on this project in the publishing house, they are all in a state of wudu during the time that they are working on this project. And there is no disrespect taking place whatsoever. So Ala Hazrat was convinced. And now Sidr al-Sharia Ali Rahma would come at the time when Ala Hazrat would normally take a nap. And he would write the translation. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would dictate it, and Sadr al-Sharia would write it down. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi himself says the manner of this translation was Ala Hazrat would dictate by heart. He didn't have tafasir around him. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma would dictate the translation, and I would note it down. I would write it down. So we learn, our viewers of Madini Channel, that it wasn't the case that Ala Hazrat had lexicons in front of him, dictionaries, tafasir, various works on Ulumul Quran. No, it was all from his memory. This was the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Imam Ahl Sunnah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi and other scholars who were present there, when they would write down the tarjama, afterwards they would go to cross-check, cross-reference. They would say that whatever Allah has dictated, we found it exactly like that in the major tafasir works, the major Quranic works written by illustrious ulama, classical ulama. We would find what Ala Hazrat translated, the translation that he gave, backed by, supported by those tafasir. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this shows Ala Hazrat's, subhanallah, knowledge and expertise in tafsir, his insight, that he was able to by heart dictate what was written in the classical tafasir. This is no doubt the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah. So this continued until Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi completed the writing of Kanzul Iman and then had it published. Now alhamdulillah, in our day and age, a true lover of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he has taken on this responsibility of spreading this work of Allah. He had it beautifully printed by Maktabatul Madina in the same way that Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma had mentioned that it should be printed in this manner. And along with the translation, Khazain Al-Irfan, which we will hear about, this tafsir was also printed in a beautiful design and published thereafter. Now this translation became accepted amongst the ulama and the awam. It gained widespread acceptance, subhanallah. And there are dozens of books which have been written upon the excellence, the fadail of this translation of the Quran known as Kanzul Iman. So when this is the case, that not one, not two, but dozens of books have been written, all by knowledgeable people regarding why this is the best translation in the Urdu language, then you know, subhanAllah, this is something special. And of course it was Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma dictated this translation of the Quran. Now, this translation of the Quran, many ulama wrote tafsir of it as well. In fact, Allah Hazrat initiated this. He was the first. He used to mention points, fawaid, and they were written by Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Now, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayh, when he began writing these points, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayh very soon realized that this work would be a lengthy work and it would require a lot of time. And in fact, this tafsir would be grand, would be large in size. So he himself felt that that's not the need of the awam at the time, meaning the translation is done. And the translation is the best translation. But these fawaid, these points, they'll be too much, meaning it'll take a lot of time. And then for awam don't read anyway. So they paused that writing of the fawaid. But then again, later, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ali, almost out of regret, said, if only we had continued that. If we had continued that silsila, meaning Allah's writing, providing information regarding the beneficial points of verses of the Quran, then today we would have had a monumental work, tafsiri work of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi says, even if we completed one para, that would have been a treasure trove, subhanAllah. But anyhow, let's listen to which ulama wrote tafsir of Kanzul Iman. So first of all, Sadr al-Afadil Mawlana Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He is the Khalifa of Allah Azza, and he was very close to Allah Azza throughout his life. He wrote a tafsir or hashia, you can say, of Kanzul Iman, known as Khazainul Irfan. And it's so beautifully written that you read an ayat of Kanzul Iman, then you read the hashia in Khazainul Irfan. Subhanallah, the rabt, the sequence is so beautiful. It's like pearls in a string. So you continue reading the verses, the translation of the verses, and then you read the tafsir, they complement each other. Subhanallah. It's so beautifully written. And thereafter, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh, he wrote a tafsir of Kanzul Iman known as Nurul Irfan. And this is also a beautiful tafsir by Hakimul Ummah. And this is published, it's available as well. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullahi Alayh, in his book Akhbarul Akhyar, writes that there was a scholar of tafsir who wrote the tafsir of the Quran, and in every verse, under every verse, he mentioned how that verse states the excellence, the shan of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, subhanAllah. We don't know which tafsir that is or who the author was, but Sheikh Muhaqqiq, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi Rahmatullahi Alayh, does reference that there was a person who wrote such a tafsir. Now, without comparison, if you look at Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh's Nurul Irfan, then not 100%, but around 70-80% of the tafsir is of a similar ilk. Meaning you will find Ishqi Rasul, love of the Prophet Ali Sam, Shani Mustafa, excellence of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mentioned underneath those verses in the commentary as well. Subhanallah. Also, Khalilul Millah, Mufti Khalil Mia Barakati, Rahimahullah. He is the student of Sadr al-Sharia Alayhi Rahma. He's a great scholar. And he has a massive Islamic institution that he established in Babul Islam Sindh, Hyderabad. He wrote a tafsir of Kanzul Iman. And even though it's not available, we know that he also wrote a tafsir as well. Likewise, also Mufti Ijaz Wali, Rahmatullahi Ali, who was from the Khandan, the family of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma, he also wrote detailed notes upon Kanzul Iman as well. Likewise, many other ulama, they wrote tafasir of Kanzul Iman. And alhamdulillah, in our day and age, Shaykhul Hadith, Shaykhul Quran, Mufti Muhammad Qasim Attari, Damadhulluhu Al-Ali, has written Siratul Jinan. This is a comprehensive tafsir of Kanzul Iman, subhanAllah. And in this, he has included Kanzul Irfan. Now, Kanzul Irfan is the simplified translation of Kanzul Iman. Kanzul Iman, what you have to understand is, it was written over a century ago. and classical Hindi, classical Urdu was used at that time. Now, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma wrote according to that time, and the wordings used were understood by the people of the time. But since time passed, and a century has passed by now, people are less educated, unfortunately, for whatever reason, and they find it difficult to understand. So with this need in mind, Mufti Qasim Sahib, mashallah, he simplified Kanzul Iman, and he wrote Kanzul Irfan, a simplified translation that everyone can understand as well. So this is available from Maktabatul Madina. You can purchase it in 10 volumes. Also, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi wrote another lengthy tafsir called Tafsir Naimi. He began this, he wrote about 11 pari before he passed away. But this again used Kanzul Iman as the translation, and then the tafsir was written, subhanallah. So this was just in relation to the tafasir. But as for the works regarding Kanzul Iman and the beauty of Kanzul Iman, the excellent methodology of Kanzul Iman, they are countless. Those works are countless as well. Subhanallah, Imam Ahl Sunnah radiallahu anhu wrote this, or gave us this gift of Kanzul Iman. And one beautiful aspect is that he has used the correct words. The usage of the right, appropriate and correct words are found in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in relation to the excellence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi wa jama'in, the Saliheen. So wherever the maqam needed, Allah Hazrat used that particular word. You will not find ifrat and tafreet, excess or falling short in using the right word, as was the case in other translations of the time. Let me give a few examples regarding this. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala states in Surah Ali Imran, verse 54, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ, meaning that the kuffar deceived and Allah Ta'ala carried out his hidden plan. Now here, in other Urdu tafasir, they haven't differentiated وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They've used deception and ascribed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And here, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma's translation stands out. Why? Because he knows that in the Arabic language, the word makar has multiple meanings. And obviously for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to use the word defraud or deceived or anything of that sort. For the kuffar, you can use that. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't. One meaning that is appropriate here is carrying out something, carrying out the hidden plan. Allah Ta'ala does this. So Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma mentioned khufiya tadbir. And here, this is what makes Kanzul Iman outstanding. And it distinguishes it from all other tafasir as well. Similarly, if you take the verse of Surah Duha, verse 7, Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. The one meaning of ضَالًا is misguided. So that would mean, if you use that translation, we found you misguided. And ma'azallah, you can't say that about a Nabi. A Nabi is here to give guidance, to call towards guidance. Now, many people of the time use this translation, ma'azallah, and they describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being misguided, gumrah. Whereas Allah Hazrat's, subhanallah, understanding of the Quran is immaculate, subhanallah. He realized that in Surah Yusuf, verse 94, it states, قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. And thereafter, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Now, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam's father, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, says that I am smelling the fragrance of Yusuf. And his sons, the people who obviously had conspired, who had plotted initially, and they threw Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, Tallahi innaka lafi dhalalika alqadim, that you're saying you can smell the fragrance of Yusuf, you are lost in your old love for him, in that extreme love for him that you have. One meaning of this word is being engrossed in someone, being lost in their love. And this meaning is appropriate here. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. That we found you engrossed in our love, immersed in our love, lost in our love and we guided you towards us. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah used this particular translation because he knew using the other meaning of misguided was definitely not appropriate. But other people used it. So this is why Allah's translation is greater and far better than all other Urdu translations out there. He has used the correct wordings in every single maqamat. So alhamdulillah, this was just touching upon what makes Kanzul Iman outstanding and better than all other Urdu translations of the Quran. It's the most authentic translation with the correct creed and aqidah. It's a humble request for all to try and purchase it, to read it, to download it from Dawud Islami's website, inshallah. In the next episode, we'll hear more about this blessed translation of Kanzul Iman, the methodology adopted by Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmah. Until then, may Allah Ta'ala grant us all love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and grant all our offspring the ability to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen. Biyahi Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Guiding souls with wisdom's grace, guiding souls with wisdom's grace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace, a grand mujaddid, a cherished embrace.